Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. As we mentioned, a big night of high school football and great games tonight in Portland, with Lansing Catholic going out there and at Fowlerville trying to upend the unbeaten DeWitt Panthers. But nowhere is there more attention than at East Lansing High School. The naming of Jeff Smith Field at Lindsey Adams Stadium in honor of a coach, I believe 32 years there as a head football coach. Want to bring in our resident East Lansing correspondent and proud father of a Trojan senior. That would be Tom Crawford, my co-host, tomorrow morning, 8 to 11 on the Jack and Tom Show. Hello, Tom.
How you doing tonight, Jack? Indeed, it is a festive atmosphere out here, the homecoming parade. This is what I call East Lansing putting all their eggs in one basket. You got homecoming, you got renaming of the field after Jeff Smith, the longtime legend coach, and you're playing Grand Ledge. So you better deliver if you're a Trojan tonight.
Well, we appreciate you giving up the right to be the Grand Marshal in the homecoming parade to Jeff Smith.
Yeah, well deserved. What a history. And a lot of former players are back. They got a kind of reception tent with hors d'oeuvres and over here in the southwest corner, and they're going to form a tunnel to send him out on the field for this brief ceremony, which is going to take place around 6:45. We've got 10 in Channel 10, Channel 6, a lot of cameras out here. So festive atmosphere, and then these old veteran players are going to send the current Trojan team out of the tunnel, too. So it should be live electricity tonight here at Lindsey Adams Field. Actually, Jeff Smith Field at Lindsey Adams Stadium is how we're going to have to refer it from now on.
Well, I'm glad they fixed up the field a little bit before they named it after him.
Yeah, it's probably not like he used to when it was a mud bowl over here.
He kind of liked that.
Well, yeah, he liked it, you know, because he could leverage the advantage. He knew where every dead spot in the field was to where to punt the ball and stuff and kick off.
But, like playing basketball at the Boston Garden, right?
Or at the old Cracker Box at Eastern High School, too.
Yeah.
There was like seven dead spots, and if you played for Eastern, you knew where they were, where to avoid. But this is going to be a great atmosphere tonight, and we're hoping the rain holds up. Get a little spit of rain here and there, but it looks like it's just going to be hit and miss, and it's going to be a great night tonight.
How many former players are back, Tom?
I don't know. I see this pin over here. It's hard to tell right now because they're not dressed in former player attire, but there's a lot of former Trojans hanging around that tent over there. So I'll let you know about that tomorrow when we report on it and talk about it on the Jack and Tom Show tomorrow morning. But whoever is here, they're going to send them out with a good greeting, and hopefully I think the East Lansing team's going to feed off this in a positive way.
One of them is the chairman, Sam Hosey, who was a Jeff Smith player a little late in Jeff's career. And I'm not saying that's one of the reasons he decided to quit, but Sam is out there, and he's doing a big piece for Sport Magazine. So we're going to be following that as well.
Yeah.
I understand Randy Kinder is back, and when we did some work ranking players, I thought he was the best running back I had seen. Maybe I'd seen a couple of all-around players that I would have put at a high level, with Brad Van Pelt, certainly, and Dean Look. I didn't have a chance to see him, but legendary, and, of course, the great Dan Bass. But just as a pure running back, I don't think they've been any better than Randy Kinder.
No, you look at some of the footage from him, and it's been circulated around this week from Paul Fagan, the East Lansing quarterback, 1972, who created that video, I think, for the Duffy Doherty Award a few years ago that you were involved with, mm-hmm. that Jeff received. And he was what a marvelous athlete he was, and it was that led him to a state championship, the only state championship he won. But he got down there a couple other times, and East Lansing is always in the hunt for playoffs. We all know that. And they weren't the biggest, but they're the hardest working and got the most out of their ability for sure.
Tom, I think you can point to a lot of teachers who do great jobs, and they all have influence on certain students. They point to them later in life and say, that was someone who motivated me. But I don't know anyone who has more impact on more kids than a legendary high school football coach.
Yeah, you're right. And it's amazing because I've talked to a lot of them, being involved with the Booster Club and stuff, and talking to a lot of, like, John Breslin. John Breslin played Michigan State in the early 70s, was an East Lansing star. I mean, the way he talks about him, the way the guys in the 90s. Paulie Stoll, who we watched play basketball, he just got a hold of me. He wanted Jeff's home number. He wanted to call him from Mexico. Paulie's playing pro basketball in Mexico, played football for Jeff Smith, and he wanted to communicate how great of an impact he had on. So, I mean, it's countless, and it's consistent. That's the thing. The viewpoints, the recollections are all consistent. A lot of respect for Jeff Smith.
When you think about the guys like Dave Radlett and Craig Fedor and all those guys, they have been so successful after the end of their career. I suppose you could say this about a lot of teams, a lot of programs, but I would like to have the combined W-2 forums of Jeff Smith's former players.
It's funny you say that, Jack. I was just thinking about that a couple of days ago talking to some people. My God, they're all doctors, lawyers. It's like you're looking at former players out of the University of Michigan, right? You know, all successful. And
Well, I don't think there are any slanting players in Jet. No, I don't want to go there. Well, there's a football game, too, amidst all the pomp and ceremony, and very, very appropriate that it would be Grand Ledge of all teams for this. And once again, you've gotten an undefeated Grand Ledge team and an East Lansing team that's poised to maybe pull an upset.
Yeah. I mean, it's there. I mean, we've talked about East Lansing. I mean, they kind of shoot themselves in the foot. They commit a lot of penalties. They have a lot of ability. They have a lot of ability. And that's the key for, you know, is to get rid of themselves of the penalties, and they can hang with this team. This Grand Ledge team is so consistent. That's the thing. They don't make mistakes. Probably there's been more talented Grand Ledge teams, but this one is undefeated, and obviously Matt Bird does a great job with them.
Now, a lot of things going on over there. I was just talking to Ken Foote, and he said that you guaranteed the weather would hold up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I'm looking. You know, I'm a frustrated meteorologist. You do know that. But I'm looking and I'm seeing gaps and little patches of blue here. I think we're going to be all right. I really do. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. If at 10 o'clock, let it rip. Who cares?
Yeah, you don't care if it rains all day tomorrow in the state of Michigan, right?
No, I'm inside on ESPNU watching the Wolverine take on IU on monitor one. Monitor two's got Michigan State and Wisconsin. Old-fashioned Big Ten football.
All right. A lot of football we're going to be talking about tomorrow, and Mohsin Mohammed is going to join us, John Borton, the Wolverine. And we have some other special guests. There's a possibility we're going to have Percy Snow. Percy doesn't do a lot of radio, but he is here to be inducted into the Michigan State Athletics Hall of Fame, along with Steve Garvey and Ron Mason and Ed Buddy and a very select group. Jim Bibbs, who also has spent a lot of time at East Lansing and work with Jeff Smith, has tremendously high regard for Jeff Smith as a track coach.
Jim Bibbs, he's worked with my son. That guy is unbelievable. What a great coach. What an asset he's been East Lansing in a volunteer coaching capacity these last few years. There's nobody better than Jim Bibbs.
You know, one thing about Jim Bibbs, I just want to mention that he's been kind of an all-comers coach. And his whole thing is helping young people. And while he's working with the East Lansing guys, if someone showed up from Okemos or Mason or whoever the case was, he was going to have them right in there working along with them. And he has done so much for so many future Olympians and people who had gone on to compete internationally. And, you know, he's still hanging in there. He's still ready to tell you how to burst out of those starting blocks, if you ask him.
Oh, yeah. He's great. And we're blessed with a lot of coaches around here, Jack. You and I have talked about it many times. The current staffs right now, and then obviously these veterans that we've talked about, these legends, if you will, that are being honored tonight.
It's a little bit strange, Tom, and it's kind of the passing of the guard. I suppose there is another great crop of coaches that 20 years from now we'll be talking about in the same light. I can think of three or four of them offhand. But when you talk about the Pat O'Keefes and you talk about the Jeff Smiths and other coaches who had tremendous success in this area, and one by one they have stepped away, and they've been replaced, but if you talk to the players on those teams, it isn't quite the same, not to diminish the accomplishments of any of their successors, but when you have a legend, when you have someone who's so closely identified with the program, it really says something about the community.
Yeah, it certainly does. And the crowd is really coming in late here. There's a lot of former players here at the Southwest Gate. The band's going to play the fight song, and he's going to come out here. This is going to be great. You'll have to watch on the fifth quarter tonight, Jack, because this is going to be a great moment here over at Lindsey Adams Stadium.